Now notice the first move that David does to consolidate the kingdom. He moves the capital from Hebron up to Jerusalem. Verse 6, "And the king and his men went to Jerusalem under the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, which spake unto David, saying, Except thou take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in hither, thinking David cannot come in hither." They underestimated David again. David was a great military leader and a great leader politically and a great king. And most of all and best of all, he was a real man of God. Now notice this. "Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. The same is the city of David." Mark that in your Bible. I've marked that in my Bible, and you know why? Zion was David's favorite spot. The city of Zion is the city of David. And if you've ever been to that land and to the city of Jerusalem, you'll recognize that it is the high point of the city. Actually, in David's day, Jerusalem was way down near the valley of Kidron. They have found the walls that went around that particular city at that particular time. And it's way down below. Actually, the present city of Jerusalem is up nearer Mount Zion. And yet, it's in the Israel side, actually. And it's not a part of the old city. Here's where the palace of David was built. And later on, below him, that's where the temple was to be built. David chose all of this. Now, Zion and Jerusalem was David's city. He has many psalms that tell us about Jerusalem. And very frankly, it wouldn't be my favorite city. I agree with David on many things, but not on Jerusalem. Pilate hated this city, and he only came up there during the feast days. That's the reason he happened to be there at the Passover when the Lord Jesus was arrested. He was there to keep order. And when it was over, he retired to Caesarea because he loved it down there on the Mediterranean. And I'll be very frank with you, I think I would much prefer that than Jerusalem. But as far as the Bible is concerned, Jerusalem is yet to be the great capital of this earth. And I'm delighted to know that I'll not be living there in eternity. I'm going to be in the new Jerusalem, and it has a much greater vantage point than the earthly Jerusalem. But we need to note here, David took the stronghold of Zion the same as the city of David, you see. What he did, he moved and took the top of the hill and not the city proper. And from that vantage point, he was able to take this city of the Jebusites. And they found themselves overwhelmed before they even knew that there was a battle going on.